marching down the red pathway of time. Take Jesus, your friend, ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept this sweet peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We hope that you enjoyed that first song. That was by the Enlighteners. We played them before, but we wanted to play some songs from some different groups for the next few weeks or so. Hope it'd be a blessing and encouragement to you. We're always thankful for the message in the song, and we're thankful for the songs that prepare our heart to hear the Word of God. And there's always a or there should always be a good message in the song as well. And we hope that that's an encouragement to you. We thank God for the opportunity of playing some different groups and some different ones that have been a blessing to us down through the years. And we thank God for what God's doing in our church. We thank God for His blessings. If you're able to come and be in service with us today, we'd love to have you at either one of our services. And we're looking forward to what God has in store for us this summer, and just encouraged by new folks coming by and being with us in the service, and we just thank God for that, and God sending some new folks by. Be much in prayer for a group that's, well, the chosen few out of our church, and going to go take a trip to Montana. I'll be preaching out there, and they'll be singing also, and knocking on some doors and everything. That'll be just about a week away. We'll leave on July the 4th and be gone that whole week. And just pray for us. God give us traveling mercies out there and back. And most of all, there'd be many souls that are saved. There's several areas out there that needs a good Bible-believing church. And we're helping the church out there. And just looking forward to what God has in store for us, reaching new folks and seeing God's people encouraged and revived, and also seeing souls saved and new churches started out there in Montana. There's a lot of different areas that is still kind of a really a mission field in America, and we need the gospel all across the world as well as here at home. And we pray God will just continue to bless all the missionary efforts around the world. And again, we do appreciate the song. We're playing another song by the Enlighteners. And then we're going to go to a message. Brother Johnny Hefner from our church, he preached several weeks ago, and we hope that'll be a blessing to you. And the message he preached about being on the right side. Amen. Being on the right side. You know, the Lord can help us go in the right direction if we'll just listen to Him. You know, there's a wrong direction, there's a right direction, there's a wrong path and a right path. And I trust that you know the Lord is your personal Savior. If you don't, you can get on the right path. And if we are saved, it will continue to go in the right direction for the Lord. And so we hope the message will be an encouragement to you this morning, as well as the songs. And if you're able to be in service with us, glad to see you even today. Thank God for His goodness.
It's a wall that Satan can't Then chapter 21, as we've already read, starts off, after these things. Now, after these things that Jesus, we just read about Jesus being put in the sepulcher, and then they didn't see him there. And then he's risen from the dead. He talks to him. He speaks to him. He comes to him. And even Thomas, he confronts and says, look, you said, you know, you wasn't here. You wasn't at the assembly. You wasn't where you're supposed to be. And you said you wouldn't believe if you couldn't see it, touch it, and stick your fingers in the holes. Well, he said, here I am. Do it. He said, but because you see, you believe. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet they believe. All this is taking place. And now we get to 21. Chapter 21, it says, after these things showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. Now, if you think after all that, the disciples have seen all that, you wouldn't think they'd stray very far. Amen, but they're human. They're human. So we're going to bring a message about being on the right side again. It said there that they were with Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, that same Thomas, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter saith unto him, I go a fishing. Now I want to bring it, look at this thought here. Right here, that Simon Peter, first off all, he had eye problem. That's what happens to us. We get an eye problem. We start seeing things through our eyes instead of asking God to show us something. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. Now, when we start having eye problems, we see one thing, and we see it in one way. We see what we want to do, and how we're going to do it. We don't think it bothers nobody else. Sometimes we don't think it's anybody else's concern. But we see it in those two fashions, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. So Simon Peter here said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. A lot of times we get our problems and, you know, we think, well, I think I'll just skip going tonight. It's Sunday night. Preacher ain't there. That old record player dude that's back there in the back is going to be up there tonight. You know. Preacher won't even know if I ain't here tonight. He's going to be all the way gone. He won't know I didn't show up. They don't take roll. No, we don't. But the big man does. But we think that. Just like some of them thought tonight, they won't miss me. But what if they normally go pick up somebody? Or what if they normally bring four or five with them? Or even one with them? It's not just that they didn't come. It's whoever's relying on them to get them here ain't coming neither. But when we got eye problems, we don't see that. And that eye problem, it always gets worse. We just see it as a one-time deal. And then the next thing you know, we're completely blind to anything God wants us to do. We don't show up on Sunday night. We don't show up on Wednesday night. And we don't feel bad when we don't make it on Sunday morning. And then we're just blind. That's what happened to Peter here. Simon Peter said, "I go a fishing." He didn't say, "I'm going to pray about what I'm going to do." He said, "I go fishing." And they say unto him, "We also go with thee." And it says, they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. They toiled all night and caught nothing. Now, I don't think the scripture wants us to believe that all night they fished on one side of the boat. Okay? They wasn't standing there with a pole fishing. They were using a net. And when they used the net back then, they'd drop it off the side of the boat. And you just didn't stay in one spot and catch any fish that come by. No, you moved with the currents and across the currents and however the wind would blow you, trying to come across these schools of fish. This is still how they fish in a lot of countries today. A lot around the world, that's how we get these cans of fish, tuna and salmon, all this stuff. They catch them in nets. So they drag these nets behind them or between two boats or however it may be. So, you know, all night they've done this and haven't caught anything. Done no good. Why? Because I think they were on the ice. They didn't wait for God to tell them to do something. They chose to go their own way. And that's what happens to us. When we endeavor out in the flesh, when we get our problems and decide we know better than what God knows, and we try and take on something, whether it be supporting a missionary or raising money for adding on to the church or raising money for a fellowship building or anything else, if we try and do it outside of what God wants us to do, this is what you get. A whole night full of toil with no result. And it says, "But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus." Now, why did they know not it was Jesus? He was close enough to them that they could hear him in the next verse when he calls out to them, but yet they didn't know him. When you get out from where you're supposed to be, you know, growing up, as a kid, I don't know if anybody else felt this way. I thought I was smarter than my parents ever was. I just couldn't wait to get away from them. And that broke a lot of ties with family. When you get away, when you break those ties with family, and you don't want nothing to do with them, and then you run into somebody from afar, you don't know who they are. Because you didn't want to know who they were to start with. Your memory has lapsed a little bit, or, you know, you've put so much other stuff in the way, you don't know who they are. This maybe has took place over a short period of time between chapter 20 and 21, but Simon Peter done said, "I go a-fishing." Simon Peter done put God out of his mind. And then he's got a following, too. A lot of them say, a lot of the commentators that I read after said that maybe God held their eyes from seeing who it was. Well, that may be so. He said, you know, this is God's way of waking them up. And then it said unto them that children, he called unto them, "Children, have you any meat?" And they answered him, "No." They probably said, "We've been out here all night. There ain't a fish in the sea." That's what they're probably thinking. Now, I've been to the ocean fishing. It's hard not to catch a fish in the ocean. I'm going to tell you that. Because you can see them everywhere. You see them. I mean, you get out there in the ocean, and you think I'm a big fella right here standing up here on this platform. I'm as big as this thing is right here in front of me. But you put me out there 30 miles in the ocean, and I'm a speck. I'm a speck. And there's millions of fish out there in different seas. So when they say no, that's a statement. We don't understand what that means. They've toiled all night with a big old net and ain't even caught a minnow. Ain't got nothing. And he said unto them, in red letters here it says, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And then it says, they cast therefore. So what happened there? What happened there? This is wrote in red letters, but they couldn't hear it in red letters, but they heard Christ say it. This is something Christ said. And when we're out there and we got our eye problems, and we're taking everybody else's advice on how to fix our stuff that we done messed up to start with, and then there's a voice that we hear, and it tells you to do something. And maybe you think it's something you've already done, or you think there ain't no way this is going to work. Or maybe they just thought, hey, we'll humor the guy. There's no fish here. The net needs rinsing, whatever. And they cast their forward, and it says, now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Strange things happen when you listen to God. When you get back into where you're supposed to be and you listen to God, miracles can happen. Miracles you can't explain. I can't explain how God does things. I can't explain why I'm still here talking after that wreck I had. I can't explain to you why, how I made it through that, let alone how I'm here talking. And that's just one miracle I've seen. I don't know what, you know, maybe I don't know all the miracles you've seen, but you've got that same feeling, I'm sure. I don't know why or how or what. Can't explain it, but that's what happened. Now, can you imagine Simon Peter there standing on the boat? Been out here all night. They done drug his net up and down, ain't got nothing to show for it. And they don't know who it is. They're close enough that they can see him and they can hear him, but he done told them to cast your net on the other side, and it's so full that they can't hardly get it in the boat. In verse 7, it says, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Yep, that's John. See, we focused on Simon Peter saying, I go fishing. And you miss, sometimes you'll miss out on the ones that followed him. Simon Peter, I mean, you know, that's a powerful apostle. There's also Thomas, John, and others that went with him. I mean, these were the apostles that were there through all the teaching and all the miracles that they saw. And they saw Christ crucified. And they saw him rose again. And they seen these things. And then doubt still arose enough that they got away from God. And here, that's where they were at. And John said, it's the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. This is the scripture here in verse 7 is saying that Simon realized where he was at, away from Christ. And then it says he girded himself in his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked. He knew that where he was at and how he was wasn't right to be before God. And then it says he did cast himself into the sea. He was trying to get back as fast as he could. He cast himself into the sea and swam back. And then in 8 it says, and the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And it says, as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid therein. I believe Preacher Keith brought a message there one time. Talked about they had caught all these fish, yet when they got there, Jesus had already had some ready for them. And fish laid thereon and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all they were so many, yet was not the net broken. Wasn't even torn. More fish than they could hold in the net, and it didn't even tear the net. That's the abundance of God's blessings when we get back to where we're supposed to be. We can have those blessings from God all the time if we stay where we're at. If we stay where we're supposed to be, in Christ, and under God's direction. But he loves us enough, he'll give them back to us when we come back. Amen? Sometimes we got to, it don't say that we're going to miss out on the punishment. No doubt Simon Peter here, when he cast himself in the sea, you know, when he found out, he said, it's the Lord. He got his fisher's coat on him, you know, and cast himself in the sea, swimming that 300 feet or whatever it works out to be, that 200 cubits. What was going through his mind? Here I was out here on this boat. I ain't done nothing. And here, we ain't done no good. And then he talks to me and tells me what to do. I listened. And now we've got this huge blessing. And you think about it here, catching 153 fish. That don't, you know, we can talk about going to the coast and doing that right quick. But then that was money for these boys' families. That was food on these people's tables. This was a great miracle for them. And he's swimming all the way back, having to think through that. He realizes, when I get there, when I get back close to him, that's where I need to stay. That's where we need to stay. We need to get back close to God and stay there. That's our revival. We need to have our personal revival, and that's get back close to God and stay there. It says in verse 12, it says, Jesus saith unto him, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. You know, when they left, when Simon Peter first caught off, he said, I go a-fishing. And they said, we go with you. But here at the last, when they didn't know who it was, but they listened, they hearkened to that voice because it was telling them to do something. And then here it says, come and dine. It said none of them had to ask, who are you? Because they knew who he was. They recognized who he was. It said in 13, then, it says, Jesus then cometh, taketh bread, and gave them, and fish likewise. And this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. The third time. This is the third time he showed himself to them. Sometimes it takes us a while. Sometimes it takes us a couple chances. Sometimes it takes us, you know, three strikes, I guess. Sometimes some heads are thicker than others. You got to take more slap. He's saying, hey, wake up. He's saying, hey, when you do this on your own, just like Simon Peter did, you're out there all night, you're tolling and you're not doing it, you're miserable. When we take it on our own to do it, we're miserable. We're not happy with ourselves and we're not happy with nobody else. But then when we listen to that voice and get back in line with Christ, back where we're supposed to be, we can get the blessings again. We get to dine with him. He says, come and dine. You know, it talks about those blessings that are shaken down, packed down, and still overflowing. Over the weekend, you know, this Friday and Saturday, I was in Raleigh teaching a class, and Christy got to go with me. And down there at these hotels, I don't know if any of y'all been in a meeting in a hotel, when you're paying as much money as your association's paying for these classes, they set up these tables that where we teach classes at, and there's these little bowls of candy that they put on each table. And between classes, they come in there and fill these bowls up. Okay? So at the end of the class, everybody's going around filling up their pockets with candy. They look like big kids in the candy store. Figure if we got to pay this much for them, we ought to get something as we go out the door, you know? Well, here comes Christy. She likes the orange ones. And Walt's wife, she likes the Snickers. So they're the two big kids in the candy store. All everybody else done left, and here they come looking for orange pieces and candy pieces, shaking it out, filling their pockets up. She's walking up, get in the car, trying to sit down. All the candy falls out. She's got her pockets full. Well, so you see how blessings was overflowing with that orange candy. But you know, when we get back in line to where we're supposed to be, that first blessing sometimes you'll never be able to explain the blessings. But when you get them, you know you got them. Okay, you might not have a pocket full of it, but you can feel it on you. You can feel it about you. It's a good place to be. And yet, you know, Simon Peter had to have these same feelings, and he still struggled away, but he come back. And this being the third time that Christ has showed himself to him, you know, there's been more than one time that these things will happen. There's been more than one time that I've been away from God. There's been more than one time I said, You know, I'll do this on my own. But those times I've failed. Christ said he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
You've been listening to the Gospel Way broadcast heard here on WCSL. We can see that our time has come and gone again this week, but we appreciate those of you who've gotten up this early hour to tune in to the Gospel Way broadcast. May God bless you from doing that. We would like to extend a cordial invitation to you and your family to join us for worship at the Gospel Way Baptist Church. We're located on Highway 274 South. As you leave the city of Cherville, right at the city limit sign. Our church will be on the left-hand side of the road. Our Bible school starts each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, teaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. Around 11 o'clock, our choir begins to sing, and then after that, an old-fashioned message is brought from God's Word by our pastor, Reverend Keith Lindsay. Our Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., old-time singing and preaching, and then back again on Wednesday night for the midweek prayer service. We hope that you'd come and join us for one of these given services, and what a blessing it would be for us to see you. So until next week, at the same time, on the same station, preaching the same gospel, this is Pete Kraft of the Gospel Way Baptist Church, giving you the advice to keep looking up as a Christian, because Jesus may come today. May God bless you, is our prayer.